Correctly with the correct amount.
D20 Radio, your gamer's role.
www.d20radio.com.
Broadcast live, you're listening to the Order 66 podcast, brought to you by Gamer Nation Studios, D20 Radio, and the generous donations of Jared Williams, Kevin Malone, Donald Weller, Sean Kumar, Darren Hampton, Andy Bethel, B. Witzel, and Balaam's Blasters.
What is up, Gamer Nation? GM Chris here, and you're tuning back in to the Order 66 podcast, the original podcast entirely devoted to Star Wars role-playing. This is part 4 of our special live play series of my Forgotten campaign with the crew of D20 Radio's own Eberron Renewed podcast. As our adventure continues, the amnesiac adventurers have just escaped the clutches of Black Sun Vigo Rashud Box and discovered the rather terminal nature of their condition. Determined to search for clues to their past and a potential antidote to the engineered neurotoxin coursing through their system, the team is drawn to a large shipping container on Nar Shaddaa that their memory flashes and investigations have pointed them to. What will they find? Clues to their past? A deadly ambush? A crate of stolen Stormtrooper action figures? Still in plastic? Mint? Well, you'll just have to listen in and find out.
Okay, guys, so you've left the medical facility. Now what?
Headed to Blackwave Road.
Check out that address.
Are we stealing a car? Just paying for the cab.
You're pretty.
I say in a hushed tone.
he's a block behind us. We gonna steal a car or what?
You guys have a lot of money.
Let's just get a cab.
Fine. Can we rent a car? Can we rent a cab and I'll drive it?
We buy a cab so you can drive more.
Yeah, we hail a taxi and what's the address?
462 Blackway.
I must be friends with her. You're boring.
Solarin Warehouse 462 in Blackwave District.
Should we pull right up to the front of it?
Well, we don't have the option. We hired a cab, so we'll stop wherever the cabbie stops.
No, I'm asking, do we rewind to before we get in the cab? Do we just want to drop this address or do we want to maybe stop?
What's the cabbie going
to stop
do?
Short of it?
What's the address?
I'm thinking surveillance.
462 Black Wave.
464 Black Wave.
Fine, let's go.
I suppose.
I need to.
You guys can just get dropped in the Black Wave District if you're concerned.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to pile out of a cab right in front of this building that there could be an armed guard in a window.
You get there. You arrive at Warehouse 462, which is in the Black Wave District, and there are thousands of shipping containers laid out in a dizzying web.
Okay. The thing that I haven't told them about, the shipping container I was in front of in my memory, did it have a number on it?
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
You guys can ask around.
There was nothing to distinguish it at all in memory.
Not in your memory, no. Okay.
And we have no recollection of time for this, right? Like, no idea how long ago she was in front of the shipping container. Nothing like that, right?
No. Could have been a year ago. Could have been a month ago. Could have been yesterday.
So we're in front of a warehouse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can call it that. It's a giant landing pad. Humongous landing pad filled with thousands of shipping containers.
One thing I know about the Black Sun is they love branding. I mean, they're crazy for it, guys. They love branding.
But if this is a place that
we're looking for something,
we went, then I doubt it was a Black Sun facility. Yeah, we weren't working for them.
No memory jog.
No idea.
Getting here, seeing this place.
Nothing.
So are the shipping containers labeled, though? Like, could we find 462?
You were at 462.
Oh, it's like lot 462.
It's like lot 462.
Okay.
All right. You can go talk to the clerk. Yeah. You can, I mean, It would be a. It would be a. Maybe there's a, it would a, be a two. It would be a. And you guys.
Maybe there's a log.
Hey, Dorn. Maybe you just ask somebody. Do you remember when I was here last? Remember me from earlier?
Well, I'm game to try it.
I would do it because my streetwise is baller, but I don't know that I was ever here.
We came here together, so
yeah, I didn't actually tell you that I was ever here.
Yeah.
Oh,
and right. Kresh didn't mention that Dorn was with us.
Dorn wasn't with you.
I thought Dorn was in the cab. Okay.
Never mind. Well, then what I meant to say,
I had lunch with you all.
All that thing I said to Dorn, I said to Kresh.
Fair enough. That's reasonable.
So maybe we walk up and just see if they have a reaction to us approaching. So yeah.
And hope it's not draw weapons.
Besh and Kresh try to unassumingly approach the clerk that's standing.
Yeah, it's a droid.
Oh.
I gotta remember those things are around.
can I help you?
We don't even have a name to get. Man, we really should have researched ourselves when we were back in that cantina, huh?
Maybe. You know, we have data pads, right?
Is there a log?
How connected are they?
You gotta jack into the holonet somewhere. Wi-Fi is not really a thing.
Is there a log, like people sign in and sign out when they come here?
No, it's publicly visible.
No. You have a log of visitors.
Solarian Warehousing prides itself on not tracking the visitations of its various members. This is one of the primary features and why we enjoy such prominent usage here on Nar Shaddaa.
Hmm. Fair enough.
Can I help you?
We're working on it.
is there any way? It's been a while since I've been here, but I have been here before to access one of my shipping containers. Is there any way? Through some form of facial scanning that you can just point me in the direction of where my shipping container is. It's been a while since I've been back on Nar Shaddaa. Important business off-world, you understand.
The droid asked a CID.
And I don't have any on...
So I'll need a charm check, or...
Yes, I will do a charm check.
The difficulty is going to be 2 purple X.
Okay. That's... Come on!
Mock fake. Well, that's pretty good.
Okay, so that... I succeed with 3 successes.
All right. The droid goes and asks you to put your thumb on identification scanner.
Is that droid Marvin from Hitchhiker's Guide?
The droid, it pulls back your information and it says, the droid kind of looks at you and looks at this and says,
ah, yes, I see. Container 1512, you are an authorized user. Mr. 127436.
Perhaps.
I'm going to... Yeah, Crash wants to set. Mine too.
Yeah, you're listed as an authorized user for the same shipping container.
Perhaps just
let's
lark.
Try my thumb.
Authorized user for the same shipping container.
I follow suit.
All 4 of you are listed as authorized users for the shipping container.
And we all only come up in the records for this singular shipping container.
That's correct.
There are no adjacent containers.
That's correct.
We all just have numbers, I assume.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, let's go 1512. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Good day.
Good day.
Thank you for using Solarian Shipping Warehousing. Would you like to purchase insurance on potential theft from your shipping container? We have a variety of options that are available to you.
Besh is already 10 paces away.
All right.
I'm really practical. I'm listening. I'll tell you more.
honestly, after a few minutes, you guys find it. It has an exterior door that appears locked, and there is a keypad outside the door.
I walk up and I punch in the code.
You punch in the code and the door opens.
The one from your wrist?
Well, we don't know about that.
The code.
Oh, that's right. Sure.
How'd you know what the code was?
How'd we know to come here? How do you know your whatever with her?
So, have you been here? Was one of your...
Apparently, I'm... So is he.
I have no recollection of having been here.
Look, whatever's happening, this has something to do with it. And we've all been here before.
So let's see what's inside.
My guess is we came here before we did whatever foolish job we took.
Besh clearly irritated the fact that he's getting the sense that Dorn is holding certain things back after his spiel about honesty just brushes past her through the door into the shipping container.
Please tell me there's an Ocean's 11 style replica of the vault inside the shipping container.
Oh, well, as the door antidote. As the door to the cargo container opens,
it's just guns on guns on guns on guns.
A series of warm automated lights clicks on, illuminating a large space 10 meters to a side. The interior of the container has been converted into a sparse but comfortable living area. Mm-hmm. Four bunks are spaced across two sidewalls with strung curtains that can be closed for privacy. And there's even a portable fresher. A pair of fusion lanterns hums softly near the door, providing power and heat. Crates of ration packs and water are stacked in the corner, along with machine parts and other supplies. In the center of the room is a large hollow projector work table covered with data pads and empty takeout food containers. On the far wall is a workbench cluttered with weapons cleaning gear and tools, and behind that is a massive strategy board covered in hard print pictures, flimsoplast blueprints, and handwritten notes, with tacks linking a thin red string between them in a complex web of planets.
Board of Madness.
We got a murder board.
I go straight for the board of madness.
The space feels familiar, safe. And as you soundly shut the door, you find yourselves instinctually sitting on crates or in chairs or leaning up against certain spots on the wall and almost practice poses. You know this place. And it seems there's a lot here to see.
It seems how this is how we arrived on Nashadon. For the job. We must have been smuggled here.
Yeah.
Or we've converted this into a little safe place.
The data pad told us we were smuggled. We were smuggled aboard a freighter.
Well, to the station.
To the station. Right.
So, data pads on the table as well.
Oh, there's so much information here. Like, there's data pads all over the table. You have a programmable holo table. You got the flimsoplast board.
Are we able to jack into the holonet here?
You actually can, yes.
Okay,
do you guys want to try and make sense of all the information?
Yes, mm-hmm. Very much so.
I would take a 2 purple computers perception or knowledge underworld check.
Do computers. I have succeeded with substantial threat. I have 3 successes and 3 threat.
Okay.
I'm going to wait to hear what...
Before we do that, we have an opportunity for 2 memory flashes. Kresh and Auric both.
I'm in.
So, Kresh... for you, this will cost you 2 strain, and I'll need a simple, no difficulty, resilience or discipline check.
Yeah, we're good.
Examining one of the bunks, you slide your hand between the frame and the mattress, and you find a hollow depression, almost like something was underneath the mattress for a period of time and had been removed. And you remember, you're alone. You're sitting on the bunk, the curtain drawn. You hear voices just on the other side that sound like Dorn and Auric discussing exit strategies. You feel your heart racing, and you clutch a data pad so tightly that your knuckles are turning white. You can't bring yourself to read it again. You fool, you whisper softly. You feel yourself choking back tears. Stupid, stupid fool. You carefully place the data pad back under the bunk, put on a stern face, and draw the curtains aside. Dorn and Auric stare at you, Auric with that deadpan look of his, and Dorn, with a smile, quickly replaced with concern. She knows something is wrong, but she doesn't say anything. You want to tell her so badly, but instead you force a smile. And you move to the weapons. Auric?
2 success, 2 advantage.
Standing near the holo projector, you run your hands along its edge and it hums to life. And a memory fills your mind. That wasn't part of the job. The Twi'lek, Kresh, is scowling at you. You pause to consider that you've never seen her upset before. Not her style. A massive hollow blueprint of core station is projected and you've highlighted the power core. It wasn't not a part of the job either, you coolly reply. If you want us to get the merchandise and still get out alive, it's the best option. I never pegged you as the one being squeamish over getting her hands dirty. She stares daggers into you and her fingers twitch close to her guns, but she says nothing, and you eventually see her relax. Fine, you say. It's done. This is the plan. Anybody wants to back out, they can take it up with Grabola. You stare at the others, Dorn and Besh. All of them look at you soberly, but they raise no objection.
Okay, something just came back to me. We were working for Grabola. That is, I know we all assumed that. Now I can say for certain, whatever job we were doing for Grabola. Interestingly, the explosion was kind of a bonus, or perhaps a... You know, we'll go with bonus. We didn't have to do the blowing up part. That was, one of us came up with that, and,
possibly the one with the empty box of detonators.
Just because, hey, you didn't invent cars, buddy. You're just good at it. I just do the best bombing.
Now, the thing is, Doran, what he's saying jives with what you've done a quick computer search for. You've checked the holo table. Okay, you've taken a look at some of the data pads, and here's what you've discovered. It's very clear from the paperwork, from the data that you guys got, that your employer for this job was Grabola the Hutt. Your equipment, your transport, even this cargo container was paid for through his casino accounts.
Are you sharing these things as you discover them?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I pull my blaster out, just knowing that there's a chance that this is being tracked. And as soon as we entered, somebody got sent.
This place feels safe to you. I got to stress that. It feels safe. You feel at ease here. You feel relaxed. Now, you find no records of any direct communication to the Hutt or any of his agents. Okay, at least not yet. But it's clear that you're working from Grabola's resources, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the assembled details, they comprise a very intricate and highly thought-out plan to infiltrate Core Station, plant detonators at its power core, steal something from one of its vaults, and then exit before the station exploded.
But something is still unsure.
Everything was planned perfectly. That task seems to have taken about a week to accomplish, okay, based on when you guys first started making notes. The mission briefing data all here corresponds with the data on your individual data pads. You entered the station, Core Station, by smuggling yourselves inside of cargo crates, similar to what your briefing on the data pad said. From there, you reassembled yourselves and snuck into the power core to plant charges, giving yourself enough time to get to a specific vault and get out. You had the location of a specific vault, and the blueprints show over 50 that were in that facility. Okay. And the specific safe box number inside that vault. The target was a single data stick, the only contents of that particular safe box. Basically a thumb drive.
Mm-hmm.
The plan also details other high-value secondary targets that were inside the vault, I mean, which was virtually everything that you could get your hands on if you had the time, credits, jewelry. The exit strategy was to use the threat of the station explosion to make your way to a shuttle bay and steal one of the security ships for escape. The sheer amount of data used to plan this heist is staggering. You had access to transport schedules, security protocols and rotations, access codes, and full schematics of the entire facility. Even for a Hutt, that is a level of detail on a Black Sun facility.
We would have needed a man inside.
That could not have come easy.
We would have needed a man inside.
You think it was old showboat?
If any of you, now that was what he learned from his check, but he had no advantage. If any of you would like to attempt perception or computers or knowledge underworld to attempt to learn more information, you certainly can.
Is there a data stick in that duffel?
I was about to say, I turn over the rucksack and we start sifting through.
Nothing but credits and jewelry.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perception.
Well, there's some advantage.
There's
success.
Three advantages.
I'll tell you what. With three advantage, you do find this. That's a good amount of advantage. An earlier version of the plan highlights what you were to do after the heist, which was travel directly to Grabola's casino and deliver the target to the Hutt. Additionally, through some almost miscommunications back and forth, you ascertain that Grabola was paying you 100,000 credits each for delivery of the target.
Well, that's in the bag. I mean...
Nah, I know. You guys probably got about 50 grand in the bag, all told.
Are you sharing that information?
Yes.
Can I assume? No, I'm not going to do that. Never mind.
Now, you guys have a hard line to the holonet here, and you have a work table. If you want to do any additional research, now is the time. Additionally, underneath one of the when you start going through your assembled resources here, you guys, this is a properly stocked safe house. Okay. This place is off the grid. In fact, your communication to the holonet appears to be baffled. You've got some security protocols running here. You've got weeks of ration packs and water here, 8 stim packs still sealed in packaging under one of the bunks.
I would love to take 2 of those.
Yeah, I would like to take my share of them as well.
Yeah. 4 reloads stacked on the workbench. Additionally, I mean, you guys have, there's a medical kit here. I mean, it's not as good as a hospital. You probably don't have to need it, but you can do basic first aid here if you need to. I mean, it's a med kit. It's the size of this table. You also have a full technician workbench, and there's extra clothing here of various types, different outfits.
Any hats?
is our hard light into the hollow net just at that central table?
Yeah.
Or okay. Besh, I would like to, as discreetly as possible, not really communicating what I'm doing while they're looking about grabbing reloaders and stuff. I want to try to do a similar search that Besh doesn't know that Dorn did this, but like in essentially an image search of my own face.
Sure. This will be a computer's check. Two purple, one red. Actually, doing this from the safe house, I'm going to downgrade that to three purple.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the odds are.
Because you have the baffling in place.
And flip one. I'm going to upgrade it.
It's your last one.
Eric, don't care.
Oh, man. So that is two failures and an advantage.
Yeah, you don't find anything remotely relating to your face, but I'll let you make it easier for somebody else to do a search.
I was going to do the search next. Just went
through that. Sure.
So I get a boost.
If you want, computers.
I mean, I think I would need it for computer.
Yeah.
Three purple dice.
Scan of my own face. That is a success with two threat. Two success.
So you want to research yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Through some grainy traffic footage that you discover, this is you guys are chilling here. This is like an hour.
I was going to ask, are we in here long enough to negate the strain we took for our...
For what? What did you take?
Flashback.
Oh, from the flashback? No, I want you to hang on to that.
That's fine.
Yeah. You discovered some grainy traffic footage. It seems that you personally visited a local cantina called Masha's Junction several times over a period of 2 days. Now, to give you a timeline, your last visit was 11 days ago. 6 days ago, that cantina was torn apart by a professional hit squad, killing almost every inhabitant. Among the casualties were several sector rangers in plain clothes. The rangers have made no public comment.
I'll need you to tell me what a sector ranger is.
Star Wars version of U.S. Marshal.
Okay.
Or FBI.
Sure. Yeah.
Interjurisdictional law enforcement.
Are there... can I continue my searching for just a couple of things? I'd like to see if I can find images of the seven sector rangers that were killed in the...
Based on the check you gave me?
Yeah, no chance.
In fact, I'm going to say your threat mean that the fact that the sector rangers have made no comment on this, mm-hmm. that is the result of your threat. And any images appear to have been scoured from the net.
That makes good sense. You're really good at this.
Any of you guys want to attempt some checks?
The data pad that Crash had seen in her memory, is there a chance that it's somewhere in this safe house that she could find it?
Man, I want you to give me a four purple perception check.
Failure.
Yeah, you don't find anything. Dorn, what about you?
Well, I did the initial computer search.
Well, you can continue searching. You guys have quite a bit.
Okay. I guess I will do something similar to what they've done and do a search regarding myself, if possible.
Okay. Well, depending on how many successes you get, you may be able to pull back. Like, each success can pull back information on one of you.
Okay.
And advantage can pull back additional information. None of you just have just rolled well.
All right.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is a success with one threat.
So you have a success with one threat.
Yes, one success.
You want to pull back info on yourself?
Yes.
Based on some security camera footage that you pull back from around this block, you clearly arranged for the rental of this cargo container. Based on the files you pull back, it was a one-month rental. It was paid for 7 days ago via a credit voucher from Gribola's Casino.
Hey, Dorn, you know, I'm not very good at computers. Could you, like, do a search for me with a boost?
Do you have a way of giving me a boost?
Well, she can maybe pose for you. She's assisting.
Oh, okay. All right. I will try. Three still?
No, it would be... Yeah, 3 purple. Correct.
Careful, Crash. You don't know if she's going to give you all the information she gets.
The slightest idea what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
2 success, 1 advantage.
You can pull back info on Besh and Crash for that.
Sure.
Start with Crash. Security camera footage from one of the best hotels on Nar Shaddaa, a hotel called Opulence, shows Crash checking into a penthouse suite with a human male who looks like Besh 8 days ago.
Hmm.
They arrived together, paid using a hotel credit voucher from Gribola's casino.
Are you just sharing this with Besh and Crash, or since it's...
I'm going to hear what it is, and I'll decide what I share.
It's up on the holo board, too.
Oh, was my stuff up on the holo board as well?
Yeah.
Yow.
Only because he said something.
Okay.
But yeah, they arrived together, paid using a hotel credit voucher from Gribola's casino. They stayed one night, and that was it. Besh, after especially Oryx's visits to Masha's Junction, that keys you to do a little bit of searching around that area. Security camera footage recognized Besh walking into the Masha's Junction cantina 10 days ago. He arrived alone. He stayed about an hour and then left.
What was the timeline on yours?
11 days was the last time I went there, and then 5 days. Was it 5 days later, right?
Six days, 5 days later, it got torn apart.
5 days later, it was...
By a hit squad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got something else I'd like to do.
What's up?
Is there any way that I can figure out which of the personal areas was mine? Is there some indicator? What can I roll to see if I can figure out which of the personal areas was mine? I'd like to check it to see. I mean, the same way that she found a thing...
Yeah,
I guess I don't know that she found a thing, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, there's no identifying markers to any of the any of the things.
Fair enough. I just didn't know if, you know, a jacket my size was slung over a bedpost or something.
You know what? I'll say this. You guys have spare clothes. Yeah, I'll say there's foot lockers under each under each thing. Two of them are filled with one of them is filled with an interesting array of clothing that can only be described as probably matching Doran's style. another one is filled with I wouldn't call it feminine clothing, but definitely cut for a female form. And then there are two other containers, footlockers that contain clothing cut for a male's form. Now, you've got about 6 inches on Besh, and you can clearly tell which one is yours. I would say that's reasonable.
I'd like to run...
Interestingly, where you discovered that, where you had that vision, was his bunk.
Wait, where I had?
Or where you had the vision. Oh. Where Crash had the vision of the data pad was his bunk.
So the data pad was in his mattress.
Sorry, I'm creating a timeline. The hit on Masha's Junction was how many days ago?
6 days ago.
6 days.
Yes, thank you for creating a timeline. Very wise.
You
rented this container 7 days ago.
Yes.
The hit on Masha's Junction was 6 days ago.
I think Doran walks over and begins to rearrange the murder board to be a timeline of what's happened.
Yeah, and it's just a planning.
So is there no point to looking through my footlocker?
I mean, what do you want to find?
I want to find if there's any, like, honestly, I want to see if there's anything linking me to the sector rangers that I may have had secreted away in a compartment or something. You know, like a panel in the footlocker or something like that. I want to chase down if I was connected to them outside of just they happened to be killed in the same place that I frequented.
4 purple difficulty.
What would I be rolling as? Investigation?
Perception.
Perception? I'm going to try it.
Okay.
I mean, I've got a pretty good 4 purple.
If what you're saying is correct, you probably wouldn't be dumb enough to leave it around.
I mean, there's credential drops, though. I mean, that's a human American CIA thing, but it's a thing.
God, that's a lot of threat, though.
Yep.
I mean, it's a success with 2 success, 2 threat.
I don't, that one with the 2 advantage that you moved over wasn't part of
the pool. Oh, is this one I rolled?
So
it's 2 success, 3 threat.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. At the bottom of your footlocker, in a secret compartment, you find a data pad, and the data pad looks very familiar to you.
Huh.
It has a blaster hole going straight through it. There's your threat.
God dang it.
Did Dorne write her name on the hem of any of her clothes?
I hand this to Dorne. I say, can you fix this? Dorne, what can you pull off of this?
I mean, is there a thing where I can salvage someone having shot a data pad?
No, probably not.
I was going to say, I don't think I can do anything about that.
Oh, we're going to have a talk tonight.
All right, hold on. Here's the timeline I've created. I need you all to tell me if I've missed anything.
All right.
11 days ago, Arik visited Masha's.
Over the course of several days, I visited Masha's. 11 days ago was the last time.
This is the last 11 time. Over 2 days, he went back and forth to Masha's several times.
Okay. So from 13 to 11 days ago, you visit Masha's several times. 10 days ago, Besh visited Masha's. 8 days ago, Kresh and Besh checked into the Opulence and stayed one night. 7 days ago, I rented this cargo container. Or the cargo container was rented. I arranged it.
Can I interrupt you briefly?
Please.
Opulence and the night that you two had there, that very closely matches with the memory that you had looking out over, like the memory of you saying, this is the nicest hotel in North Star. You're like, oh God, that's Opulence. So you remember that conversation was on that night.
Apparently using funds that we were given for this mission. I'm not sure if that was a good idea or not. And 6 days ago, Masha's Junction was hit and several rangers were killed.
Okay.
Have I left anything out?
I think the timeline is good. I guess I should go ahead and say, I told you about the data pad. I dropped the one with the blaster hole in the middle of it on the table.
Interesting.
Agreed.
One of us must have done that.
I don't remember.
Well, of course.
Well, here's the thing. Two of us have visited Masha's Junction. So I'm going to go there.
A lot of heat, I would expect.
It's gone.
It's gone. The place was torn up by a hit squad. It's gone. It's rubble.
It was destroyed 6 days ago. I don't think they're having a grand reopening.
All I know is that 8 days ago, we were in a penthouse in Opulence, and the memory that I explained to you was then, 8 days ago, us having a conversation about me not wanting to do something, you being reassuring, and me feeling really guilty about something that I had done probably at Masha's Junction 2 days before that memory. I don't care about your whole getting revenge, making sure that whoever did this to us, we do it back to them. I just don't want to die not knowing who to contact to tell that I'm dead. So, once again, I'm going to say that honesty is the best policy here. And from moving forward, if we can share information, that'd be great. But I just want to find out who the hell I am and why somebody wants me dead.
Well, my own running theory is that either we triggered some sort of trap in the vault, which resulted in this neurotoxin, or, and this doesn't exactly fit, but maybe, or we were double-crossed by Gribola. But if that was the case, that would seem like that would hinder our finishing the job for him.
There's a couple parts of the timeline you forgot.
Have I missed a couple?
Yeah, the first is that yesterday, you guys smuggled yourselves aboard Core Station.
Thank you.
Today, you blew it up. And tomorrow, or today as well, according to the original plan you guys found, you were supposed to deliver this target back to Gribola.
Right.
Let me amend
my statement real quick. Whoever else wants me dead, because lest we forget that when this whole thing started, somebody was pointing a blaster at me and presumably going to shoot me.
Safety was on.
Okay. I pull out my blaster with the safety on and point. You feel comfortable right now?
Well, if I know
you feel safe with the safety on?
More so than with it all.
Well, that wasn't the question. Do you, as a baseline, feel safe right now?
More so than with his off.
Okay.
I don't exactly understand your tone.
You find yourself getting agitated by this conversation, and instinctually, you're actually wanting to side with Dorne on this.
Put the gun away.
Also, as far as I can tell, I'm not the one who punched you.
I can't do that in character. D- Did Dorn do a facial scan?
Yes.
And we didn't learn anything about the timeline from that. We learned about the...
Well, yes, that's how we learned when I arranged the...
Oh, I thought that was in the original computer check, yeah, but okay.
And Eric, if your character, if you do a quick holonet search for Masha's Junction, I mean, it's rubble.
Yeah.
It is rubble. There is nothing there. There's cleaning crews are tearing it down. They're already going to start rebuilding something.
Okay.
So tomorrow is when we're supposed to deliver the goods?
Well...
Or is that now today?
Upon your... Yeah, it's now today.
Okay.
So why would he put a hit out on us if the job's not even done and we're supposed to deliver it to him today?
He can't have known we failed.
He can't have known we failed.
How? You think it was a setup?
I think the Vigo told him that we blew the whole thing up and ran off with his data stick. We've already been talking about how we think there's a potential that he was an inside person.
That's possible. That's a fair point.
This voice is all over the place. I'm sorry.
It's got to be the result of your headache, the extreme headache that's starting to develop behind your temples.
Oh, that's a bummer. All right, because my brain is dying.
Perhaps. Look, the bounty on us is 10,000 credits.
Each.
We have about 50,000 in that rucksack.
I don't have an extra 10,000 lying around.
50,000 is more. Is 10,000 more than we need to pay off the bounty.
My math is backwards.
Well, you have a headache.
I was thinking 15,000 each or something.
Right. If that, perhaps that buys us an opportunity to talk to Gribola instead of simply being killed upon arrival.
Sure. I mean, if we can cover the bounty he set for us, he's not out any money when we're dead.
And then some.
Opulence isn't burnt to the ground. Maybe there's some clues in the penthouse we stayed in. We go to the front desk. They have us in the system, presumably, just like with the shipping container. We go up there, maybe something's hidden in the room. Maybe we left something behind that cleaning crew didn't find.
It's possible.
It's
what we have.
I think all your clues are pointing you towards one place.
It's what we have at the moment. Based on what we have, I know that there hasn't been any communication with Gribola. Do we have in our briefing or anything a way of getting into communication? We were just supposed to go to the casino.
That's correct.
And there's no evidence, you said, that we've ever spoken directly to Gribola, right?
That's correct. No evidence, at least.
Yeah.
Listen, we're all going to die in about a week.
Or a few days.
Or perhaps a few days.
It's feeling like very soon for me.
Right. I don't know that Gribola can do anything about it, or if it has anything to do with him, but... That's the only thing we have right now. It's the only lead is him. My vote is we be bold. We go to the casino. We take the money that we've stolen and try to use it to get us a talk instead of a blaster in the face.
Can I suggest? I mean, I agree. Let's go. Can I suggest we try to find someone who might be able to help us get there surreptitiously? We can't walk through the front door.
Why not?
Because we won't get where we need to go. We'll be killed on sight for the bounty. And
I doubt that if Gribola runs a casino...
It says wanted dead or alive.
Gribola has a casino. He probably doesn't want a gunfight to start in the lobby.
He doesn't want us dead. It's just an option for whoever brings us in. If we walk in there alive,
and that's
he's probably
bounty,
at least going to want to talk.
And that's for bounty hunters. If we walk in, we're taken by Gribola's people. And that's better than a bounty hunter.
I guess I can't argue with that logic. Then I guess the next question is, who's going to fly us up there?
Well,
what vehicle are we going to use to fly up there?
I assume the cab will work.
There are many taxi cabs throughout Marshadown.
I understand what you're saying. Probably not best that we attract any more attention by stealing vehicles.
Crash is going to go dig through her footlocker to see if she can find anything useful or anything that may jog another memory. Is that feasible?
Not jogging memories, no. But you do find a very nice evening gown.
Dorn goes into her bunk, changes into clean clothes.
I do the same, yeah.
Comes back out wearing the same jacket, though.
Crash dons.
Which she's added the little pendant she took from the vault to her jacket.
Besh goes to his footlocker and starts to just dig out clean clothes and then just dumps the whole thing over, just all the contents, just to stare at it to try and remember something, anything, looking in the footlocker. Just desperation is starting to kind of wrap his mind a bit.
In your your dramatic moments. All the clothing dumps out, and you do find a taffeta wrapped parcel that's flat, square shaped, and tied with very expensive looking ribbon. And if you open it up, you will find a tuxedo.
Taffeta, darling.
Might as well
makes
go out.
Makes me wonder if we were supposed to go somewhere.
Besh would have intentionally waited for the rest of you to be getting dressed. Like, he didn't want this to be in front of anybody.
I assume there were no fancy clothes in Dorne's. Dorne's probably considers herself to be in her fancy clothes.
You had a set of you might actually call it the Star Wars equivalent of a pantsuit.
I was assuming that Auric came out wearing the exact same outfit, just a clean one. That's kind of where I feel Auric is.
So totally your call. You don't have a tuxedo, but all of you have in your clothing bunks what I would call nice clothing.
I guess
Dorne puts on her like punk rock tanker boots with the straps.
Do I see the evening gown? No, because I went in first. I come out in regular clothes, see everybody else, go back in, change into my nice clothes. I mean, if we're doing it.
This is not fancy. I mean, this is what, these are Dorne's favorite clothes. They are not.
Oh, you didn't put on the Star Wars pantsuit?
No. I'm still wearing my patch covered
military jacket. Crash puts on the evening gown, and she does look stuck.
We say you did or you don't?
Like, you find yourself staring.
Besh kind of sighs.
Ring any bells?
Looks at the tuxedo and is like, well, I'm going to die. I might as well look good doing it. And he just kind of dives into his bunk, and you hear ruffling as he's, I imagine getting dressed in a bunk would be incredibly awkward, of just like lots of shuffling and pulling, especially a tux.
Is there a hidden holster for a blaster?
Interestingly, your handbag actually appears to have been modified to fit both of your blasters.
Nice.
Oh God, is my flamethrower going to make it?
You're not in.
I know. I'm in my regular clothing.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they're going to disarm us when we get through the door, but we might as well go.
Show up with it.
I mean, if they start shooting, we might as well be ready for it. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong.
All right. I guess I should call it flame projector. That's what you mean.
That's what it is. So we got a plan?
Besh comes out of the bunk with the tux fully on, but the bow tie is horribly, like, just, and he just kind of.
Crash instinctively goes over and fixes it.
Thank you.
You made him look presentable.
And
we doing this?
Let's do it.
What's the other option?
Well, your head is hurting. It's clear now that Grabola the Hutt orchestrated this heist, and you were his team, and now that same Hutt who has placed a bounty on your head. You have no idea why. Hutt seems to be the only connection to your past, and right now has a stranglehold on your future. It's time for some answers. It seems they lie with a slimy and very dangerous worm of a Hutt. You pause to count your credits. Feel an urge to hit the casino. Flying high into the night skies over Nar Shaddaa, you eventually spy what could only be Grabola's casino in the distance. The massive floating pleasure palace is moored several kilometers above the surface, well above the riffraff of the Smuggler's Moon. Throwing off a brilliance of shining colors and flashing lights, it's a beacon that beckons all who look upon it. As you fly closer, you pass floating hollow boards and other signs that are advertising the casino, images of a bewildered Bith holding a giant check and shaking hands with the Hutt, attractive casino patrons jumping up and down with glee and raking in stacks of chips, debonair gentlemen sharing drinks with ladies and dancing in front of a red ball organ. And just as you enter the docking queue, a massive hollow of Grabola the Hutt and a protocol droid fills your viewport. The droid intones robotically, His Excellency Grabola wishes you to know that at Grabola's casino, you are our most treasured guest. We are here to serve your every desire and whim. Please enjoy yourself. Staring at your comrades, you raise your eyebrows and take a deep breath.
Thanks.
All right. Well, your cab drops you off at Grabola's casino and several other patrons as well. There's beautifully adorned, actually in like clothing, droids, okay, that are opening the doors. Welcome to Grabola's casino, you know, for all the patrons. And everyone seems pretty debonairly dressed, you know, coming out.
Dorne gives you her fedora. It goes with your tuxedo.
And making their way up a grand entrance of steps that is red carpeted into the flashing lights of Grabola's casino. Now, as you go towards the front. Opulence does not begin to describe this place. Gold and platinum plated fixtures, rich carpets of Dramasian silk, and serving droids are constantly going to and fro. They're carrying trays of alcohol and tasty morsels. Like most casinos, there's gambling everywhere. There's hollow poker machines and hollow slots that dot every wall, sabacc tables, chance cupids, dozens of other table games are sprouting up everywhere like plants. Inebriated and raucous patrons laugh and drink and cavort with slave girls and boys. The place reeks of money, guilt, fear, and joy. And everywhere you look, there are drooling, dog-faced Clatooinian guards dressed in the colors of the casino and well-armed, watching the assembled guests closely. They don't seem too concerned over the fact that most guests are actually carrying small arms openly, and you find yourself wondering what you can get away with.
Dorne hates everything about this place except the guns and puts her earbuds in.
So Besh steps out of the cab and begins looking about. Is there a concierge, just somebody to receive maybe first-time guests or something?
Oh, it's a casino, of course. There's a new player's concierge, absolutely.
We have the rucksack, correct?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's our bargaining chip.
It's our mini chips of bargaining.
Just trying to use his words instead of actually bringing any solid evidence and not trying to play our hand too quickly.
Cool gambling metaphor.
Besh walks up to the new player concierge. And is it a droid or a...
It's a droid.
A droid? God. Where are the people? The service industry is dead, I'm telling you.
Droids are cheaper. they don't need food and they don't get tired.
Na Shaddaa has a dying workforce.
Talk to me first. What do you want to do?
I'm trying to... I essentially just want to try and bypass us being taken in forcibly and just get to Grabola. Like, I mean, does that sound like a bad idea? I mean,
if we can just get... That's why we're allowed to just walk to him, that's fine.
So I'm just trying to find somebody I could talk to try and
sure.
use my roguish smile and my charm to basically saying that we have something that Grabola wants.
Okay, well, let's get the pleasantries out of the way. So as you approach the concierge, he basically sees the four of you approaching. Now, before you get into the main casino proper, two of the guards actually step forth,
okay,
towards you. They don't get any closer than medium range, but they're at the ready, and they're looking very pointedly at you, and I'm looking specifically at Auric, okay? And they're looking very pointedly at you, and the droid says, "Welcome to Grabola's Casino. I'm assuming you are first-time players?"
"Yes."
"I see. It is very clear that you may not be aware of our casino rules."
"No, we are not. We are first-timers."
He says, "Well, allow me to explain. First of all, no long arms, heavy melee weaponry, explosives or incendiaries are allowed inside the casino."
"This is just a lighter."
Yeah, he's not going to buy that.
I know.
He says they offer complimentary and 100% secure weapon storage facilities with a code.
I mean, I've got to.
Yeah.
This includes grenades.
Okay. I only have one left.
Okay. This includes grenades. This is, and I think honestly, between the four of you, it's your grenade and your long arm, your incendiary long arm, and other things. Yeah. Other than that, they really don't care.
She passes you the grenade to put in with your flamethrower.
Yeah, sure.
And the droid makes a motion. There is a smaller an RC unit that comes out specifically. It sort of has a huge lockbox. It looks like it's made of like hole plating.
It's a bomb robot.
Dude, it opens up and you guys can put your stuff directly inside. You close it and a code key spits out and the concierge hands it to you.
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to know it?
No, just stick it in your pocket. Yeah. It's code cylinder. It's a key.
Did the guards relax at that?
Absolutely. The guards have gone back to their station. All right. The droid continues.
I turn around to the guards and I go, little shrug.
They literally just stare and drool. Okay. The droid continues almost in robotic intonation after finishing that rule. "Any patrons who take part in an altercation with other patrons will be detained, then placed into the fighting pits for his greatest Grabola's pleasure. Any patrons who take part in an altercation with a member of casino staff will be detained, then placed into the fighting pits for his greatness Grabola's pleasure. Any patrons who attempt to cheat the house or fellow patron will be detained, then placed in the fighting pits for his greatness Grabola's pleasure.
Any patrons unable to pay a casino marker, if granted, will be detained, then placed into the fighting pits for His Greatness Gribola's pleasure. And any patron asked to leave must do so, or they will be detained and then shot.
Very good.
Like, I knew it was coming.
It's good to know. Thank you. Listen,
the droid says, now please enjoy yourself. We have table games. If you wish to spend the night, you may speak to another concierge over there about obtaining a room. If you're looking for some great action, the fighting pits are on the lower level. Have I told you about the fighting pits?
Therefore, His Greatness is amusement.
And the amusement of our patrons.
Most of them.
I said patrons, dear guest.
Yeah, you got me there.
They're not patrons anymore, are they?
If we wanted to say, express to Gribola himself our appreciation for this monument to opulence that he has created, how would one go about getting an audience with Gribola, if that's possible? We are very high roller type people, if you can't tell by our dress.
The droid's going through his practice motions, right? And it almost in a sing-songy sort of way, and it never really stops. It's sort of human-like movements of its arms and head to try and make you feel more comfortable. It says, of course, if you are patrons of means, our high roller floor is at the very penthouse level of the casino. If you wish to entertain an audience with Gribola, and at that point the droid stops, straightens, and its eyes kind of flash ever so brightly, and it says, a proper security clearance check will be required. And then you may enter course with the great Gribola.
Excuse me.
We just want to meet him.
Intercourse. God. Wow. Freudian slip there. You may converse with the great Gribola. Thank you.
Excuse me. What's the penalty for vandalizing part of the casino?
Oh, you would be asked to leave.
I mean, do you think we would have proper security clearance? We were supposed to deliver something to...
You can always flesh this out with a check. You can try and deceive this droid. Maybe convince them that a security check isn't worth it.
Okay, yeah, I can... Well, here's the thing. Gribola told us to come speak to you specifically. You're doing a marvelous job, by the way. Speak to you specifically. He didn't give us the security clearance codes because we are relatively new hires. So, I mean, I'm sure if you were to call him, we could explain things, talk things out, but we really do need an audience with him. We are on some time-sensitive type of work. So a security clearance check probably isn't in your best interest. I would hate for something bad to happen to you. You're doing a great job.
You might be detained and then put into the fighting pit for His Excellency's amusement.
Can we add to this to maybe get a boost for him for the roll he's about to make?
Yeah, okay. So your difficulty on this is going to be one purple, one red, and two setback dice because you are wanted criminals.
Okay.
You can get a boost die from your group. That's fine.
I want to say...
go ahead and upgrade that. I'm going to spend the destiny point.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say,
here you go.
Here's the thing. This was the sort of thing Gribola needed to keep out of the system. So we don't have a security clearance that's going to run through any of your computers that you might have had in your database. It's a little under the table, off the books. You understand. This is not out of the ordinary, you know.
I would like to use my maneuver to aim my deception.
Unfortunately, no.
Can killing with kindness work with deception?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Or plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability, whatever the thing you have is.
So we're moving one setback down.
Three successes.
Wow.
Two threat.
Huh.
Okay.
So it's a real mixed bag.
All right. Well, the droid goes, one moment, please. It sits for a cycle. And then walking out from behind the concierge desk after about a minute, you see an actual living being.
Hey!
who is a male Twi'lek, very well dressed, who says, Oshuda. And, says, yes, I understand you have business with Gribola.
Yeah, we do.
Motunai, come with me to the High Roller now.
Okay.
Omaitsu ni.
And he gestures you towards behind the concierge desk in private elevator.
This is either really good or really terrible. And I'm thinking with those threat not being used right now, it's going to be bad.
Oh, your threat had been used.
Oh, what? The fact that I don't know what they were used for.
Yeah, and so you're in the elevator, and you're in the elevator and says, it's a short ride up, and the Twi'lek says, are you enjoying yourselves?
Are we going up?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's a wonderful casino that Grabola has here. I'm sure that you have a very important part of all this, and like just the work that you all are doing is great.
Yeah, it's real swanky.
It sure is a building.
You must be the biggest morons I've ever met.
Ooh, well, how will our players cope now that the jig is apparently up and they loom in the clutches of a powerful hut? Will the heroes discover their pasts? Will they be placed into the fighting pits for his greatness, Grabola's pleasure? Be sure to tune in next time to find out. Again, we want to thank the amazing players of Eric, Philip, Jeff, and Randy for letting us listen in on the hilarity. We've only got about 3 episodes of the Forgotten Saga remaining, and we'll see you for episode 5 next week.
You've been listening to the Order 66 podcast, brought to you by Ethan Kinsey, GM Scott, Jeremy Bensley, Bert Ingley, Joshua Taylor, and William Thiel. This podcast and related websites are not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games, 20th Century Fox, Walt Disney Corporation, or Lucasfilm Limited, and its content is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. All original content is the intellectual property of the Order 66 Podcast and Gamer Nation, LLC.